Father, we thank you for what you are about to do this morning.
天父，感谢你今天早上所做的。
That you have clearly planned out for your church what needs to be done.
你很清楚地让教会知道他应该做什么。
Even for the 7 months.
就算在这七个月里面。
That we will see from Passover to Pentecost.
我们从逾越节到五旬节。
Until the Feast of the Tabernacles.
直到祝棚节。
Plus 30 days.
加上三十天的时间。
We know that you are going to use the 7 months to train us and retrain us.
要使用这七个月时间来训练，不断训练我们。
That the words that you give to us will change our lives.
你所赐给我们的话语将要改变我们的生命。
That the eyes of our faith may be opened.
我们信心的眼睛将要被打开。
That we may know what God has planned for our lives.
我们会知道上帝与我们所计划是什么。
We thank you. Let the Spirit of Revelation flow this morning.
让你启示的灵今天早上流露。
That our lives will never be the same again.
我们的生命将再也不一样了。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to know what God is about to do on planet Earth today, you must read the book of Daniel.
如果你要知道上帝在今天要做什么呢？你必须读但以理书。
Daniel talks about the stone kingdom.
但以理书讲到呢，这个石头的国度。
How the head of that statue was made of fine gold.
这个就是讲它那铜像呢是用金做的。
Its breast and arm of silver.
它的胸呢跟它的手都是用银做的。
Its belly and its thigh of bronze.
然后它的腹部呢都是用铜做的。
Its legs of iron.
然后它的脚是用铁做的。
Its feet partly of iron and clay.
然后他的脚那边呢是半泥半脚半泥半铁的。
You continued looking until a stone was cut out of the without hands and struck the statue and on its feet of iron and clay.
直到一个石头呢不是用人手切出来的，把这个半泥半铁的脚呢都打碎了。
Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver.The gold were all crushed together at the same time.
然后这些黄金、这些银，还有这些铜像呢，完全的就被毁灭、被摧毁了。
And this kingdom became like chaff from the summer threshing floor.
这个国度呢，就最后变成好像粉状这样的四散。
The wind carried them away so that not a trace of them was found.
被风吹掉了，再找不到它的痕迹。
But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
但是这个击倒这个石像的这个石头呢，变成大山呢，充满全地。
God's plan will be fully fulfilled.
神的计划将完全的被完成。
Everything that God does, He does what He wants.
一切神要做的，他只做一次。
He is unstoppable.
他不能够被拦阻。
He is sovereign.
他是大能的。
And you find this at the book of Daniel that God's plan is already sorted out.
你看到在但以理书里面的神的计划呢已经被完成了。
Nations can rage against one another and against God and His anointed, but He has the victory at the end.
这个万国呢可以彼此的来巴结，他彼此要敌对神的，但是神呢已经胜过了他们。
You see the stone kingdom, a stone cut without hands.
你看到这个石头的国度是没有用人手所造的石头。
The stone kingdom squashed the statue.
这个石头呢已经击碎了这个铜像。
The stone kingdom became a mountain.
石头的国度最后变成一个大山。
Then the mountain was filled with the stone mountain was filled the whole earth.
这个石头的大山最后呢充满全地。
The stone mountain
石头的大山
is God's kingdom here on earth.
乃是上帝的国度在地上。
Then we have the kingdom will put an end to all the other kingdoms of this world.
然后一个国度要吞灭一切地上的国度。
The increase of his government
他的国度的加增
will bring the kingdom into full manifestation.
会把他的国度完全的被彰显出来。
The kingdom will be given to a pursued people.
那个他的国度要赐给那些追求他的人。
But the saints will have to fight.
但是这圣徒要去征战。
To hold on to the kingdom.
要来谨守这个国度
，The kingdom of heaven，
天上的国度
，will also be given to these people on the earth，
要赐给在这地上的人。
So you can see from the scriptures in Daniel chapter 2 and chapter 7，
所以你看在但以理书的第二章跟第七章里面看到
，All that God has planned has already been revealed，
一切神所计划的已经被启示了出来。
His stone kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom，
这个石头的国度呢将是永远的国度。
So I present to you this morning，
所以今天早上呈现给你们
，God who is sovereign，
以我们的大能的上帝
，over creation and over every created being，
我们一切的万物的创造者，我们的上帝。
And if you read chapter 2，
如果你读第二章呢？
fully you can understand.
你可以明白。
That nothing stops the kingdom of God.
没有东西能够拦阻神的国度。
We build church.
我们建立教会。
Birth Zion.
诞生锡安。
Become kingdom.
成为国度。
We must have a clear picture of what is going to take place.
所以我们很清楚地知道呢，总要发生什么事情。
A few things must hit your mind as you begin to think about God's plan.
一些东西被临到我们的思想，当你想到神的计划的时候。
Many times God allows you to know His intention, but the decision is still yours.
很多时候神让你知道他的心意，但是决定还是在于你。
God hasn't decided.
神不为你做决定。
But He gave the freedom for you to choose.
但是他给你这个自由来选择。
So let Thy kingdom come.
所以让你的国度降临。
Thy will be done on earth.
让你的旨意行在地上。
As it is in heaven.
正如行在天上。
Let's go to Daniel chapter 7.
让我们去到但以理书的第七章。
Because those who have insight will rise.
因为那些有洞察力的，他们将会兴起来。
Those who have insight will be praised.
那些有洞察力的将得到赞美。
Let's look in chapter 7.
那么看到第七章但以理书。
The key is I was looking.
这个钥匙就是我所寻找的。
I kept looking until.
我不断寻找直到呢。
These are the important words, verses that highlight.
这些都是很重要的章节，在这个但以理书第七章。
The response of the true prophets.
这个真正的个先知他的回应。
I was looking.
他说我在观看。
I kept looking until.
我不断观看直到。
I kept looking.
我不断观看。
Behold one another.
看啊彼此。
Behold after this I kept looking.
看啊过后我不再不断观看。
In verse 8 of chapter 7, while I was contemplating.
在第八节里面，他讲到我正观看这些角。
Verse 9, I kept looking.
第九节，我观看。
Until thrones were set up.
见有宝，直到宝座设立。
Verse 11.
第十一节，他也讲到。
I kept looking.
我那时我观看。
Until.
直到。
I kept looking.
我不断观看。
Until dominion was taken away.
直到他的领地被夺去，权柄被夺去。
Now, if you want to be a prophet, you got to keep looking at the right place.
所以，如果你是个先知的话，你要不断观看在对的地方。
Cyberspace is not the place for prophets.
然后，在这个网络世界，不是先知的地方。
Uncle Google's message is not a prophecy.
谷歌他们的预言呢，不是预言。
But here, the Lord reveals to us.
但神向我们启示。
What the devil wants to do.
魔鬼要做什么？
Found in verse 9,
在第九节找到。
I kept looking until thrones were set up.
我观看呢，见有宝座设立。
And the Ancient of Days took his seat.
上头坐着恒古常在者。
His vesture was like white snow.
他的衣服洁白如雪。
And the hair of his head was like pure wool.
头发如纯净的羊毛。
His throne was ablaze with flames.
宝座乃火焰。
His wheels were burning fire.
其轮乃烈火。
A river of fire was flowing.
从他前面有火向河拔出
coming out from before him.
从他前面
thousands and thousands were attending him.
侍奉他的有千千
myriads and myriads of angels were standing before him.
在他面前侍立的天使有万万
the court sat.
他坐着要行审判
and the books were open.
案件都展开了
then I kept looking.
然后我观看
because the sound of boastful words were heard which the horn had spoken.
见那兽因小脚说夸大的话
I kept looking until the beast was slain.
直到他的身，他被杀掉。
And its body was destroyed.
这兽的身体受到损坏。
And given to the burning fire.
扔在火中燃烧。
And the rest of the beast, their dominion was taken away.
其余的兽的权柄都被夺去。
But an extension of life was granted to them for an appointed period of time.
生命却仍存留，直到锁定的时候和日期。
Let's finish verse 13 and 14.
那么读完十三节跟第十四节。
I kept looking in the night vision.
我在夜间的异象中观看。
Behold, with the clouds of heaven,
见有一位像人子的。
One like a son of man was coming.
驾着天灵而来。
He came up to the Ancient of Days.
被领到恒古常在者面前。
And was presented before him.
得了权柄。
To him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom.
他得了权柄，荣耀国度。
That all people, nations, and men of every language might serve him.
使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion,
他的权柄是永远的
which will not pass away,
不能废弃。
And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
他的国必不败坏。
I'm telling you this morning,
今天早上告诉你们呢,
all that the devil wants to do,
一切魔鬼所要做的,
is confined.
他要被拦阻。
It will not spread if you don't give him an opportunity to rise.
如果你没有魔鬼机会呢, 他就不能够来传播开
来。The devil only has as much power as you give to him.
魔鬼只能够当你给他能力的时候他才能够操作
He is powerless because the Lord Jesus defeated him
他没有能力因为主耶稣已经打败了他
And broke the power he had which was the power of the fear of death,
夺掉了他的死亡的这个能力，
so that God's people can be free,
知道神的子民可以得释放得自由。
I want you to remember the demonic realm is controlled by deceit and deception.
这是黑暗的势力呢，就他们就靠着这个蒙骗来生存。
Deception is his key.
欺骗呢，就是他的钥匙。
Key for is master key for operation.
就是他的操作的主要钥匙。
The demonic powers will lead people into a place of distress and despair.
魔鬼的世界会把人带来啊一个被毁灭的地方，被蒙骗的地方。
But they cannot defeat us because every cancellation of debt against us has been cut off.
但是他不能够打败我们，因为死亡的钥匙呢，他没有了。
The devil has no power to hold our lives.
魔鬼不能够捆绑了我们的生命。
Because the greatest power that God gave to you is the power of the human will.
因为神给你们最大的能力呢，就是呢意志的能力。
So that you can operate in peace and without fear.
所以你可以不需要害怕。
The word of the Lord is clear.
所以神的话语很清楚的知道。
It's sharp.
很敏锐的
and detect every kind of negative things that is in your life.
可以进攻任何一切负面的东西在我们的生命
and give you an anointing to break it.
给你这个恩膏来破除它
the grace that God gives to you will set you free.
神所赐给你的恩典可以释放你
the deception of the enemy
敌人的这个蒙骗
will try to defeat us.
他尝试打败我们
defy us.
他尝试要蒙骗我们欺骗我们
and defile us.
然后要毁灭掉我们
the intimidation often works becauseTheir spirit words.
因为他们不断的威胁我们，用这种不同的这种邪恶的灵。
I kept looking.
所以当你不断观看
，They'll keep attacking and make us weary and oppressed.
看到这些魔鬼不断在攻击着，而使到我们受辖制。
I want you to look in Daniel chapter 7 verse 21 and 22.
在但以理书第七章二十一节跟二十二节。
He says, I kept looking, and the horn was waging war with the saints and overpowering them.
他说我观看见这脚以圣名征战胜了他们。
Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was set.
直到恒古常在者来给至高者的圣名圣宴。
Judgment was passed in the favor of the saints of the Most High.
圣名得过的时候就到了。
Time arrived when the saints took possession of the kingdom.
所以呢，当神的圣徒开始在掌权的时候，时间就来了。
I want to challenge you this morning.
所以今天早上要挑战你们。
That God has given us so much.
神给了我们这样多。
If we keep it in our lives,
如果我们把它放在我们的生命里面呢
？Then those things that God has given to us will become our weapons of war.
一切神所给我们的将成为我们征战的武器。
He gave you a good voice.
他给你一个好的声音。
You must become a voice of God.
你必须成为神的声音。
God gave you a good life.
神给你好的生命。
You must live the God life.
你必须活出呢属神的生命。
God's goodness expands and extends to us every morning.
神的美善呢，每一天早晨都临到我们。
The Bible says in verse 25.
圣经讲到在第二十五节。
Daniel 7:25.
但以理书第七章二十五节。
He will speak out against the Most High.
他必向至高者说夸大的话。
And wear out the saints.
必折磨至高者的圣名。
Wear down the saints.
他折磨至高者的圣名。
He will intend to make alteration of time and law.
他想改变节期和历法。
And they will be given to him for a time, times, and half a time.
圣名必交付他守一届、两届、三届、半届。
26 and 27, 28.
26到28节。
But the court will sit for judgment, and his dominion will be taken away and annihilated and destroyed forever.
然而审判者必作说行审判，他的权柄必被夺去，毁坏、灭绝，一直到底。
Daniel 7:27. Then the sovereignty, the dominion, the greatness of all the kingdoms under the whole earth.Will be given to a people of the saints of the Most High.
二十七节，国度、权柄和天地诸国的大权，必赐给至高者的圣名。
His kingdom,
他的国度
will be an everlasting kingdom,
是永远的。
And all the dominions will serve and obey him.
一切掌权的都必侍奉他，顺从他。
The devil wants to weary the saints.
魔鬼呢，要来折磨圣名。
The saints will receive the kingdom.
但是圣民会领受这个国度。
The Bible says the saints, the people that God is looking for, will be there.
神所寻找的就是圣民呢，将要在哪里
？The saints will receive the kingdom.
圣民呢，将要充满国度。
They must be
承受国度。
Empowered by the Holy Spirit.
他们必须被圣灵所授权。
To fully possess the kingdom.
完全的承受这个国度。
They must protect the kingdom.
他们必须保护神的国度。
They must not get caught in the snares of the enemy.
他们不可以陷在仇敌的网络当中。
Deception, defilement,
欺骗、毁灭。
this discouragement,
或者是呢失望、灰心
all these things will bring decay and decline in our lives.
这些东西都会带来的损坏呢，在我们的生命。
The Bible says the day came when the saints were stronger.
这里讲到呢，当这圣徒呢开始呢更加刚强的时候
，than the devil,
比魔鬼更加强的时候
，he's a strong man of the city,
成为了这城市的大忍者。
But God's people will become stronger.
神的子民就要更加强。
His place in the heavenlies will be shut down.
然后呢，他这个魔鬼的权柄呢，将完全被破除。魔鬼不能够来到了第一层天、第二层天。
He can only operate under the atmosphere here.
他只能够在呢，在我们这个周遭当中来操作。
So he is going down, we are going up.
所以魔鬼不断的在下沉，我们在往上升。
That's what God's plan is all about.
这就是神的计划。
He knows that the people of the kingdom will receive the kingdom.
因为他知道神的子民将领受了神的国度。
But the court will sit for judgment.
但是神现在要审判了。
And his dominion will be taken away.
然后魔鬼的权柄将会被夺去。
He will be destroyed forever.
将完全的，他完全的被灭绝。
The Bible is very clear.
圣经很清楚告诉我们。
That is end in the book of Revelation.
他的最后的结局就是在启示录里面。
Cast into the lake of fire.
被扔在火湖当中。
And completely removed.
完全的被除去。
But God is working on His church.
但是上帝在神的他的教会当中。
Protecting the church.
要来。保护教会
because when the dragon came to devour the child was caught up to the throne and to.
因为当这个大龙来了要吞灭这个儿子的时候呢，这个儿子被提升到上帝的宝座面前。
To the throne of God and to His throne.
然后去到他的宝座面前。
I believe.
所以我相信呢。
That God is going to put the crown on our heads.
神要把这个冠冕放在我们的头上。
So that we have the crown and the scepter to rule.
使我们有冠冕还有权杖来统治做国王。
I pray for every discouraged person right now.
我为每个灰心的人祷告。
Every person who has not listened to the counsel of God.
每个没有聆听神的谋略的人祷告。
Will become weary.
他们不再
忧虑。But God is going to set His place.
但是神要立定他的地位。
And push back the work of the enemy.
推倒一切仇敌的力量。
No weapon formed against us can prosper.
一切抵挡的器皿呢，将不能够成就。
Any word sent against us and any curse that is sent our way will return back to the owner.
一切攻击我们的咒诅呢，当然归回他人的主人身上。
Because the devil who wants to deceive the world cannot deceive us.
因为呢，要欺骗我魔鬼，欺骗世界魔鬼，不能够欺骗到我们。
We stand in His presence.
我们来站在神的同在面前。
As God's choice instrument in this hour.
成神所中的所拣选的器皿，在这时刻。
Lord, I thank you.
神，我感谢你。
Let the eyes of your people be opened.
让你子民的眼目被打开。
Let the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
当敌人要来偷窃、毁坏、毁灭的时候呢？
The weapon of warfare against us.
那个抵挡我、敌对我们的武器。
Is not with flesh and blood.
不是属血肉的。
But with principalities, powers, and wicked forces in the heavenly places.
我们乃是跟天上属灵的恶魔征战。
But we do not have to fear.
但是我们不需要害怕。
Because the Bible says we are seated high above.
因为圣经告诉我们，乃是我们才坐在天上，高过这一切。
Far above.
高过一切。
All principalities and powers.
一切属灵的掌权的。
That's why whatever the devil planned.
所以一切魔鬼所计划的。
Backfires on him.
他自己呢是自食其果。
Because God wants us to rise.
因为神要我们兴起来。
And become stronger and stronger.
变得更加的刚强。
Because His hold on our lives is gone.
因为魔鬼不能够再捆绑着我们。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
This is what God has done.
这是神所做的。
We know the devil comes to kill, steal and destroy.
我们知道魔鬼来了是要偷窃、毁灭、杀害。
He can recognize anyone who has something to offer to the world.
他知道他能够给世界什么。
Because he can see,
因为他可以看见
the deposit of God in your life,
看见了神的真的生命在你的生命
and that deposit of God,
神所赐给你的
will carry you through,
会带领你胜过。
Let's look in the scripture in Ephesians chapter 1.
那么打开以弗所书的第一章
in verse 13,
在第十三节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. In Him, you also, after listening to the message of truth.The gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
第十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，自等到神子民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
We have an inheritance.
我们有一个基业。
In verse 11,
在第十一节。
Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这也是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所议定的。
God's divine intention are made known.
神的旨意让我们知道。
God's desire is to adopt us as sons.
神的心意呢，就是要引我们成为他儿子。
And choose us in him before the foundation of the world.
在地上还没有立根基的时候，已经拣选了我们。
We should be holy.
让我们可以成为圣洁。
And walk before him in blamelessness.
毫无瑕疵的在他面前。
He said he will redeem us.
他说他要救赎我们。
He'll adopt us.
他要使我们成为他的儿子。
He'll choose us.
他要拣选我们。
He made sure that our future is bright.
他确保我们未来是光亮的。
He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
他天上各样属灵的福气呢，祝福了我们。
God has all provisions made available already.
神一切的供应呢，神已经给了我们。
Because God knows the future.
因为神知道未来。
He saw the future.
他看见未来。
Decided what the future must be.
他决定未来将会怎样的。
And determined to lead man into that planned future.
他就预定了要带领人的去到人的未来。
He also gave a predetermined pathway to follow for the saints.
他给了一个预定的道路给圣徒来跟随。
And as we move on,
当他继续走下去。
He sends seasons of refreshing upon our lives.
然后呢，他就给了这些更新的季节了，来到我们的生命。
So that every encounter with him is an encounter that takes us to the next level.
直到呢，每一次我们遇见神的那种季节呢，是使到我们去到更高的阶层的。
And he provides all the necessary things as you walk on the pathway of destiny.
当你走在这个预定的道路的时候，他神就预备了一切的供应给我们。
God plans to subdue the enemy for you.
神的计划呢，就是使你呢能够抵挡仇敌，
He tasted death for us.
胜过仇敌。
He tasted
他使到我们呢
death for each one of us.
他使到我们不再受这死亡的困辖制。
Thereby we overcome death.
然后我们胜过死亡。
Overcome the fear that holds us in that chain of death.
使到我们胜过了死亡的恐惧。
God gave us the Holy Spirit.
神给我们圣灵
as a pledge.
作为一个凭据
for our future inheritance,
为了我们未来的基业
if the Holy Spirit is working upon your life,
如果圣灵在你里面运行的话呢
you can be clear that he's leading you towards your inheritance,
你很清楚地知道圣灵在带领你朝向你的基业前进
by changing you to become more and more like the Son of God,
借着不断地改变你之后你更像神的儿子
so that in him you have all blessings,
直到在他里面呢你会得到所有的祝福
and the Bible says he's going to close the curtain and bring the ages to a consummation.
圣经告诉我们神会使到这世代呢像烈火这样的中来到一个地方
but let's look in verse 13.
但是我们看第十三节
In him you also after listening to the message of truth the gospel of your salvation having also believed you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信了他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记
Our response to the word of God will either help us go up higher or go down lower.
我们对神的话语的回应会使我们去到更高或者去到更低
But if you believe,
但是如果你相信
after you listen,
你听了之后呢
to the message of truth,
听了这真理的道之后呢
which is the gospel of your salvation,
就是呢这个福音
you hear after listening the message,
你听了这个福音的信息之后呢
you believe the message,
你相信这个信息
you're sealed in him,
你在他里面得到这个印记
and the Holy Spirit is given to us as a pledge,
然后圣灵赐给了我们呢成为一个凭业 一个凭据
until one day when God fully possesses you,
直到一天的神呢，完全的拥有了你。
That's God's plan.
这就是神的计划。
The devil's plan is to come, kill, steal, and destroy.
魔鬼的计划就是来偷窃、杀害、毁灭。
Deceive the world and cause them to live in darkness.
欺骗世界，使他们活在黑暗当中。
And they begin to choose.
直到他们选择。
People who love not the truth.
那些不爱真理的人。
To become more and more deceived.
他们变得更加的受到蒙骗。
So that he can raise up a whole barrage of enemy attacks against us.
直到这魔鬼的主意就是要兴起这些人来抵挡神的主意。
So when you listen.
所以当你听的时候。
After you listen.
你听了过后呢。
To the message of truth.
这真理的道之后呢。
You must believe.
你必须相信。
And so that you can be sealed in him.
只要你可以在他里面呢得到这个印记。
With the Holy Spirit of promise.
然后有这个圣灵的凭据。
He is our pledge for our inheritance.
他就是我们得基业的凭据。
Until one day God manifests fully Himself in us.
神完全的彰显在我们的生命。
So it's for this reason.
所以因着这个原因呢。
I too, having heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints.
我听见你们信主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers.
就为你们不住地感谢神祷告的时候，常听到你们。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
第十七节，其我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
The church is going to experience amazing things.
所以教会将要尝到了很奇妙的事情。
God is getting the church ready for the greatest finale.
所以神要准备好教会，要准备好最后的倾倒。
He's turning churches around.
他在扭转每一间教会。
Turning our lives around.
扭转我们的生命。
Because he wants the church to be intensively passionate.
所以因为他每个教会人都这样很热忱的
in the heart and spirit of worship,
在敬拜方面
worship will be one of the most powerful signature anointings of apostolic churches.
敬拜呢就是其中一个使徒性教会的特征
not singing songs,
不是唱歌
not concert,
不是开演唱会那种
not a stadium,
不是在体育馆或者是表演
but to be intensely passionate in heart and spirit for worship.
乃是激烈的、热忱的，在灵里面的
渴慕这个祷告、敬拜、serve Him only.
所以我们单单敬拜他、侍奉他。
So that there will always be rain.
所以不断的会有神的恩雨临到。
The church will experience amazing times.
教会将经历到了奇妙的时刻。
Intensely passionate in heart and spirit for worship.
在心中呢，将会有很激烈的、渴慕的、热忱的，要来敬拜神。
Number two, the church will become accurately built to become God's habitation.
第二点呢，教会将被很准确的建立，成为神的居住的地方。
This is what He is doing in the church.
这就是神在教会所做的。
And it's important for us to know what He is about to do.
所以很重要知道他现在他过后要做什么。
Because this year 2020 is a refining year.
因为今年2020年呢是个神定义的一年。
It's a turning point.
乃是个扭转的一年。
It's a tipping point.
乃是好像一个转捩点。
Things will change from now on.
事情将从现在开始将要改变。
The world calls it a new norm.
世界讲到了这个新常态这个指词句。
But I call it original.
但是我把它称为呢啊
，It's nothing new, it's original, it's all that God has planned for us.
不是新的，乃是一切是神所计划给我们的。
Our feet must not be trapped in deception.
所以我们呢，不要陷在这个蒙骗的当中。
Our ears are to hear what He is saying.
我们的耳朵听到神所说的。
And the church will become God's habitation.
然后教会要成为神的居所。
Not just a place of visitation.
不是神呢来拜访的地方。
The church is the house of God.
教会必须成为神的家。
It must be fit for the God of the house.
必须配得神进来。
Most churches emphasize the need to gather and bless people with very little regard for God's purpose for His house.
大部分的教会呢都是要怎样的祝福别人的需要，然后他们没有准备好迎接神的同在，来进到神的家中，让神进来居住。
Not everything you do is church.
不是每一个你所做的是教会。
Not everything you do is kingdom.
不是每一个你所做的呢都是国度的。
But if you do what is needed,
但是如果你做需要做的
，Pastor and people are seeking God's will be seeking God's purpose for their own lives.
我们每一个人都要寻求神的旨意在我们的生命。
He's causing the church to become a habitation.
所以神要使到教会成为他居住的地方。
He is the God of the house.
他就是呢。家中的神
We are in the house of God.
我们是在神的家中
And when that becomes clear,
当这个很清楚的知道
We need to emphasize more than just gathering and blessing people.
我们必须超过了只是聚会然后祝福人而已
We must hear and serve His purpose.
我们来这里呢就是要呢侍奉神的旨意
Number three,
第三点
The church is going to be baptized afresh in the spirit of truth.
教会要被呢这个真理的灵所再一次的受到洗礼
And the fire of God to consume.
还有被神的烈火所吞灭。
Our sacrifices.
来燃烧我们一切的牺牲。
The church will be baptized in the spirit of truth.
教会必须在真理的灵所洗礼。
If we delivered from the spirit of deception and error.
会被从各种错误的灵当中释放出来。
Inaccurate teachings and practices will keep the people bound.
不准确的教导呢会使到人家受到捆绑。
And we.
使到他们脆弱。
They will be delivered from the spirit of deception.
这些人呢，就要被神释放出来。
The inaccurate teachings,
不对的教训
the practices that keep people and their leaders weak within the system.
会使到他们的领袖还有人民呢，在很软弱。
You must remember, humanism is not a religion; it's an ideology.
人权呢，不是一个宗教，乃是一个他们的想法。
That's why those of you who wrangle around with words will get trapped in that deception.
所以那些人呢，不断强调这一切的，最后会被蒙骗的。
Number four, God is going to make the church a prophetic voice of hope for a better future.
第四点呢，神会使到教会成为一个先知性的宣告，使到他们人家有这个盼望。
You know you have a future.
你知道你会有一个未来。
That's only revealed in Christ.
只有在基督里面能够被启示出来。
But you must become a clear instrument of God to voice hope. of a better future.
但是你必须成为神手中的器皿呢，能够对未来呢提出这个盼望。
We will have to overcome the crisis that is coming, the catastrophes that are released.
我们必须胜过这个疫情，这个危机。
That's why the prophet said, as the Lord God lives before whom I stand, there will be neither rain nor dew.
所以这个先知讲到呢，我在侍奉神的面前宣告了，将不会有下雨。
You must stand with Christ.
所以你必须站在基督的面前。
And you will share His glory and power.
他会跟你呢分享他的荣耀跟能力。
The church is one of the most affectionate thing that God has in His heart.
神教会就是神心中的一个随所喜爱的。
He sent His Son to redeem the world.
他差遣了儿子来救赎世界。
And also be the builder of the church.
成为了教会的建筑师。
Through which He is going to work to change the world.
借着教会呢，他来改变世界。
So your voice is important.
所以你的声音很重要。
Don't lose your voice.
不要失去你的声音。
I say don't lose your voice.
我说不要失去你的声音。
If you have an opportunity to speak, you got to speak.
你有机会讲话的话，你必须讲出来。
Like for the last 2 months.
比如说过去两个月。
We're sending here in our own homes.
我们在我们自己的家里面呢。
Watching.
在看啊。
The recorded messages.
我们在看呢，我们所
录下来的。But that's not enough. We got to pray for this thing to end.
我们必须祷告了，这些东西呢就要停止。
We must pray that our parliament will meet.
我们必须祷告，我们国会要开会。
Decisions will be made.
那么要做出这个决定。
In favor of the saints.
然后要对圣徒有益的。
I believe this thing is going to turn around that we become a voice in a nation that is void of hearing.
我们必须相信，我们自己本身要成为这个国家的一把声音。
The voice of hope.
就是盼望的声音。
Church will become a voice of hope.
教会要成为盼望的声音。
Our message and our songs will reveal our attitude and perception of what's happening.
我们的信息还有我们的歌曲呢，将是关于我们所想法，关于所发生的事情。
When song leaders choose a song, they choose songs that fill their hearts with excitement.
当领诗者选择诗歌的时候呢，他们选择他们觉得会兴奋的诗歌。
But not everything that stimulates your mind and flesh is spiritual.
但是不是每一首能够使你兴奋的都是属灵的。
We need to become God's voice.
我们必须成为神，我们成为神的声音。
Of a better future.
或者是更好未来的声音。
To speak to one another in life.
所以对彼此诉说生命的话语。
And challenge one another in the cell life groups.
比如其是在小组里面。
God is raising the church up.
所以神在兴起他的教会。
For everything that the devil has raised, God has raised His church so to keep the hell's gates of hell shut.
一切魔鬼所尝试做的，神都兴起他的教会来关闭呢这个阴间的城门。
The church must have a restored voice in national affairs.
所以在国家议程上呢，教会也必须有他的声音，发出他的声音。
Politicians are without answers.
政治家人物呢没有答案。
Because they create most of the trouble.
因为他们来制造各种不同的问题出来。
They don't have answers.
但是没有答案。
But when somebody has an answer,
但是如果某一些人有答案
，as a good man,
做一个好的人
，God's people will choose him.
神的子民将会选择他
，so that righteousness and peace will continue.
直到公义跟平安会继续在我们的国家。
I believe the church must have a restored voice in national affairs.
我相信教会呢必须有他的声音在这关于在国家的议程方面。
We must not choose to withdraw out from voicing what is happening in society and.Yeah, make it go away.
我们不可以选择静默呢，或者是不出声，关于在我们教社群或者是国家的议程
上面。By declaring our stand in righteousness,
借着了我们宣告了我们在公义上的那种立场。
Will accelerate God's hand of in vindication.
会加速呢，这个恩手临到我们的国家。
God acts in response to the cries of either wicked of the wickedness or the intensity of passion of the righteous.
神呢，因为借着公义人的那些呼求呢，神就开始有这个回应了。
For the next 7 months,
接下去的七个月
we have to see,
我们必须看见
God's working power,
神的大能
upon the lives of the saints,
在圣徒身上
the church will become intensely passionate,
这教会呢要这样的有这个热忱
in the heart and spirit of worship,
在敬拜方面
the church will be accurately built to become God's habitation,
教会要被准确的建立的成为神的居所
the church will receive the baptism of the spirit of truth,
教会要领受了这个真理的灵的洗礼
So that we are delivered from deception and decline.
所以直到我们从各种的捆绑当中呢，欺骗当中被释放出来。
A prophetic voice of hope for better things.
教会必须成为先知性的声音，有更美好的未来。
And we must become a restored voice in national affairs.
在国家议程方面，我们要成为他恢复的声音。
Write to the papers.
把它写下来。
I say write articles.
我说要写这些文章。
Have something that you can publish every week.
一些东西，写一些东西，你每一个礼拜发表出来。
So that people can understand the influence we have from heaven, earth, to the people.
我们的这些从天堂来的影响力。
Number six.
第六点呢
？The church will have to resource itself in the midst of the current financial crisis.
在这些呢经济危机当中呢，教会必须呢得回它的能力。
The loss is going to take about 2 or 3 years before anything can be called full recovery or normal.
可能要花两三 个年的时间呢，使它完全的恢复过来。
It's not just the virus.
不单单是疫情而已。
It's the life of the people after that.
乃是人的生命过后。
We must begin to believe God that we raise up our own social economic systems.
我们必须相信神呢，我们要兴起我们自己本身的那种经济的那种系统。
To support our own people.
来支持我们的子民。
And to support the poor.
来支持呢那些贫苦的。
Underprivileged.
或者是那些不幸的。
But God is going to make the church strong.
所以神要使得教会刚强。
Finally, number 7.
最后呢，第七点。
The church will be surrounded with breakthrough believers.
教会呢会被那些突破的门徒们所围绕。
Who possess the power to prevail.
他们有这个能力来得胜。
And the grace to govern.
还有这个恩典来执政。
God will raise up a finishing generation.
所以要兴起的这跑完赛程的时代。
They will have power to finish strong.
他们有能力要大大完成这个赛程。
Because they have heard the voice of God.
因为他们听到神的声音。
We've seen what the devil has done.
他们，你看见魔鬼所做的。
Want to do? He wants to make the saints weary.
他要使到了门徒呢来脆弱。
So that you'll miss out the timing.
知道你会失去你的时间。
That's why God wants us to recognize that the three feasts that He set for Israel was to bring them in alignment, in tune with what God is doing.
所以神让我们知道他所设定的这三个节日呢，使到这个整个以色列还有我们呢，能够来调整于神的季节跟时间。
So that all that God wants will be done.
知道一切神要的呢，将被成就。
I pray that you will understand this.
我祷告你明白这一点。
The enemy's plan is all on wickedness and darkness.
敌人的计划呢，就是要邪恶还有黑暗。
But even the book of Daniel tells that the righteous will stand.
但是但以理书讲到了公义人会站立
those who have insight will stay strong.
那些他们里面有神的要很刚强
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名
Because God is speaking continually.
因为神在不断的说话
So that's the tipping point.
这就是转捩点
That is the turning point.
这就是转捩点、啊、
When God says something,
当神说一些事情的时候
They want you to act on it.
他要你行动
And you start to build.
当你开始，然后你开始建造
，and the house will become stronger and stronger for the future.
然后你的生命呢，会不断的更加的刚强，为了未来。
I believe God is redefining our thinking pattern.
我相信神在重整呢我们的思维。
The church is as powerful as God says it is.
教会呢，就是神所说的这样大有能力、刚强的。
Because in Ephesians chapter 1,
因为在以弗所书的第一章呢
，verse 15,
第十五节。
For this reason, I too, having heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints.
因此呢，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Do not cease giving thanks to God while making mention of you in my prayers.
就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
What is he praying for?
他在祷告什么呢？
That God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.
他在祷告说：“求主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给你们。”
The spirit of wisdom is for execution.
这个智慧的灵呢，就是要来执行。
The spirit of understanding is for interpretation.
然后这个理解的灵呢，就是要来怎样诠释。
The spirit of revelation is for
启示的灵呢，就是
for us to see
使我们看见
what God is saying.
神在说什么
？So that we are supported by information and facts.
让我们呢被这些啊知性。
And revelation,
还有他启示
that means to give us a knowledge of Him.
让我们知道呢，能够认识神。
The knowledge that will help us become more and more like Him.
这个知识使到我们更加的像他。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened,
并且照明你们心中的眼睛。
So that you will know what is the hope of His calling.
使你们知道呢，他的恩召有何等指望。
What are the riches of His glory?
他在圣徒中的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Of His inheritance in the saints.
在他圣徒中的基业。
That means God has deposited something into you.
所以神说把一些东西给了你。
That He wants you to rise up and see.
他让你兴起来，他让你看见。
What God has put in your heart.
神放在你心中了。
See.
看见。
What dimension of nature is He causing you to become?
他能够成为你可以成为怎样层面的人。
You will know the hope.
你会知道这个希望。
That simply means you have a future.
就是说你有一个未来。
And you will know what are the riches of His glory.
你会知道呢他荣耀的盼望。
What are the surpassing greatness of His power?
他的这个能力是何等浩大？那是我们相信的。
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His mind.
这些呢，照着他大所行的大能大力。
Which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead.
使他从死里复活了基督。
And seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places.
叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Far above all rule and authority.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的。
And power and dominion.
有人的、主治的。
Every name that is named.
和一切有名的。
Not only in this age, but the one to come.
无论是不但是今世，连来世的也都超过了。
All things in subjection under his feet.
又这样万有伏在他的脚下。
And gave him his head over all things to the church.
使他做为教会做万有之首。
Listen to this, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是他的身体，是他充满万有者所充满的。
God is ready to do a new work.
所以神在做一个新的事情。
In our church and our churches.
在我们的教会。
He's going to open our eyes.
他要打开我们的眼睛。
Release the spirit of wisdom.
他给我们智慧的灵。
Release the spirit of revelation.
给我们启示的灵。
The spirit of understanding,
还有理解的灵
so that in the days to come,
在我们在未来的日子
we'll build wisely.
我们有聪明的建造，有智慧的建造。
You build according to the grace God has given you.
借着神所赐给的恩典来建造。
I want you to stand to your feet this morning.
今天早上，请你们站立起来。
We know what the devil is up to.
我们知道魔鬼要做什么。
But our conversation and our trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们的信心呢，在我们的主耶稣基督身上。
There's no power that can derail. I will build my church.
主耶稣说呢，我要建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell will not overpower it.
阴间的城门不能够胜过它。
2020年 God has spoken to us.
神跟我们说了。
That the days of the double decade of open heavens is here.
就是双十年打开了天堂已经开始了。
When the heavens are open.
当天堂被打开之后呢。
Hell is shut.
阴间就被关闭了。
When the heavens are open.
当天堂被打开。
New strategic men will rise.
新的有策略的人将要兴起来。
When the gates of hell are shut,
当了义的门被关闭
the righteous will shine brightly like the brightness of the noonday sun.
公义的人呢，就是呢，就像日头的阳光呢，越照越明。
Keep your eyes on what he is doing in the church.
所以呢，你要观看神在教会所做什么。
It's a divine hub for divine activity.
乃是呢，神圣活动的中心点。
It's a base of operation.
乃是神的活动的基地。
Place of his habitation.
乃是他居住的地方。
And this is the God that we want.
这就是我们所要的神。
The God of the house is in the house.
神的家，家中的神是住在神的家里面。
And because of that.
因为这样呢
there will be growth in our house.
在我们家中将会有成长
new people will be added.
新的人将加进来
new people will be saved.
新的人将得救
because God is making it clear that his eyes is set on his bride.
因为神很清楚地知道让我们知道他的眼目专注于他的心腹
the whole book of Revelation
整本启示录
is a revelation of Jesus
乃是讲到主耶稣基督的启示
the church
教会
and the nation of Israel
还有以色列
There will be a fresh outpouring again.
将会有新的倾倒
on the church.
在教会
it's going to come without measure.
将是无可衡量的来到
because the church is the fullness of him who dwells all in all.
因为教会呢是万有的
I believe that something sovereign is about to happen.
我相信某些大有能力的事情将要发生
We must know what the enemy is doing and cut it off.
我们必须知道敌人在做什么，把它切断
Know what God is doing and join forces with him.
知道神在做什么，我们跟他参与他
The church
教会
provides, The church provides you a place to.Connect together.
给你一个地方，让我们彼此联系在一起。
The church gives you the place so that you can be educated together.
教会给你一个地方，使我们可以彼此受训练、受教育。
The church is built in such a way that you can experience God in the house.
教会这样被建造的时候，你可以在家中呢经历到神。
Because most churches are not appealing at all.
大部分教会呢都不是这样的。
To the Holy Ghost.
啊，不讨神喜悦。
They don't create an atmosphere for Him to flow.
没有制造这个氛围使他在运行。
I pray that you will put your hand on the plow and don't turn back.
我祷告你的手放在犁上呢，没有回头看。
Because the future of the church is brighter than the past.
因为未来的教会呢，比过去呢更加美好。
I call it the second coming of church.
我把它称为呢教会的第二次来临。
Before Jesus returned the second time.
当耶稣还没有再次降临的时候。
The church will manifest.
这个教会要兴起。
Because the church and the Holy Spirit.Will say, "Come, Lord Jesus," and Jesus will come.
因为教会跟啊圣灵就一起说，主耶稣来吧，主耶稣教会来到。
Father, I thank you right now.
天父，我祷告这时候。
That you're raising the church.
你在兴起你的教会。
To shut the gates of hell.
关闭地狱的城门。
That they will have no power to operate.
他们将没有能力来操作。
But you've given the church.
你给了教会。
The keys of the kingdom.
国度的权柄。
So that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
使我们在地上所捆绑，在天上也被捆绑。
Whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
我们在地上被释放，在天上也被释放。
Lord, let your name be glorified.
主啊，让你的名被荣耀。
Even as you choose the church.
当我们选择教会。
And begin to you begin to teach them.
当你选择教会，开始教导他们，训练他们，装备他们
，and disciple them.
然后给他们，他们做门徒训练。
The community will be changed.
然后他们整个社群就要改变。
The community will be blessed.
这社群要得祝福。
The people around about will say good things.
周遭人将讲好的东西。
Because your church has risen to the occasion.
因为你的教会呢，是适当的时候兴起来。
Take the reproach away from the church.
主啊，把这些羞辱从你教会当中除去。
Because many times we fail you.
很多时候我们使你失望了。
We have proven again and again to be wrong.
我们再一次的被证明错了。
But we pray this morning.
但是我们祷告今天早上。
Our hearts will change.
我们的心会改变。
And our contribution will be contribution of life.
我们对你的贡献呢，是呢生命的贡献。
Committed to a corporate destiny.
就是委身有共同团体的预定。
Lord, I pray right now.
主啊，祷告这时候。
Let the spirit be refreshed.
那么灵呢被更新。
Let hearts be free.
让么心得释放
Let minds be free.
让么思想得释放
It's not what the devil can do.
不是说魔鬼能够做什么
It's what God has already done.
乃是神已经做了什么
In the next 7 months.
在接下去的7个月
Develop God consciousness.
要有这个对神的觉醒警觉
In the next 7 months, build up your spirit.
要接下去七个月
The next 7 months,
要建立你的灵人
Forgive everyone that needs to be forgiven.
彼此饶恕
clean.
直到你的灵人能够洁净
And God will come through for us.
然后神呢会来到。
Lord, we thank you. You're always there.
真的感谢你，你不断在这里。
You're never too late. You're never too early.
你不会太早，你不会太迟。
You're always on time.
你乃是准准到。
Help us to be in season with you.
帮助我们跟你在同样的季节里面。
That the days of heaven will come upon the earth.
直到天上的日子临到地上。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢神。
Thank you for your people.
感谢你的子民。
If there's any one of you that is sick.
如果你们当中任何人生病了
Any one of you that has fever,
任何人、啊、发烧了
Any one of you that is not well,
任何人不舒服的
Under medication,
或者是吃药
I pray Father right now your healing virtue will flow right down
我祷告天父、啊、这个时候你的医治的能力要降临
Begin to take them closer to you
让他们更加靠近你
In this moment of weakness and sickness
在这个当中呢疫情当中
呢 They will find you as the answer
他们会找到你成为你的答案
And they will recover fully
他们会完全的恢复
You have redeemed them.
因为你救赎了他们。
You can restore them.
你也可以恢复他们。
Into all the fullness.
完全的。
We bless you right now.
我们祝福你的时候。
Lord ANS.
万国圣殿。
In Jesus' name will be blessed.
啊，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This week will be a special week.
这个礼拜是特别礼拜。
Of heaven on earth.
天上日子临到地上。
Lord, in our nation of Malaysia,
在我们国家马来西亚
change their lives,
改变他们的生命
of the politicians,
一切的政治人物
let them be like Cyrus,
让他们好像西鲁王
这样 who found out his greater purpose in life,
寻找到他们生命中的最大的目的呢
he said, God has given me all the kingdoms of this world,
他说呢神经给了我在世上的国度
so that I might build him a house in Jerusalem,
让我可以在耶路撒冷替他建立到一个圣殿
even though he'sNot a Christian king.
虽然他不是基督徒的国王。
But yet the Bible says he favored the nation of Israel.
但是圣经讲到哈，他喜爱呢以色列这个国家。
Let the politicians be like that.
让这个政治人物也是这样。
That they will serve you.
他们要来服侍你。
Serve your plan.
侍奉你的旨意。
And serve your purposes.
侍奉你的目的。
Remove everyone.
除去任何。
And anyone.
任何的。
That stands against your plan and will.
抵挡你的旨意的。
Let them be struck.
让他们被击倒
with judgment, so that the people of God who hear this will also fear.
知道那些人的子民也会惧怕，听到这个
消息。And tremble at your word.
因为你的话语。
We thank you for this morning.
我们今天早上感谢你。
Bless the rest of this week.
祝福我们这个礼拜。
We look forward for your supernatural intervention.
我们要看到了你超自然介入。
In the affairs of our nation.
进入我们的国家。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.